When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Let's talk.
Johnny Brown.
Good morning to you, Myra. How are you today, by the way?
I'm fine. Good morning to you and everybody, all your listeners.
We're going to be talking about a variety of issues, but I got a question to ask you first off, and this is can you ask Myra? Good morning, Jos. Can you ask Myra if UK nationals with a TIE, i.e. your residency here, will need to register for UK-EU travel in the same way as UK residents, i.e. if you were coming on holiday over here or you don't have a TIE. So if you've got a TIE, do you need to register to come over here?
Absolutely not. He's talking about the ETIAS, E-T-I-A-S, which is a travel authorization, and no, residents do not need a travel authorization. It will apply to all UK nationals who are just visitors to Spain.
Right. That's one clear. So if you've got a TIE, you don't need to have this ETIS.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much. That's definitive. So there you go. So today we are speaking about exactly what, Myra?
We're speaking about, we'll call it, as it's being called on various, going around our community, a non-resident certificate.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I didn't think in 2024 I'd have to be discussing this.
Okay.
But a post went up about drivers in Spain.
Yeah.
And how to avoid getting a fine.
Right.
Okay. By holding a non-resident certificate. Okay.
Right. Come on.
It was said that the police forces do not realise that somebody who holds an NIE,
yes,
would not be a resident. So I'll come a bit nearer. So it will leave you in suspense.
Yeah.
On
okay.
The non-resident certificate and the NIE.
Right. Okay. Yes, that's an interesting one. To assume that the police don't know what they're talking about, that's yeah, okay. Anyway, so what's the situation then? What's the situation then, Myra?
Well, the reason I thought it ought to be discussed, because I had questions, obviously, in private.
Yeah.
And emails where people were saying, oh, we don't have this non-resident certificate. We have a house in Spain. And people are saying, oh, great idea to stop getting a fine.
Right.
For travelling in a Spanish car without a Spanish licence, which visitors with holiday homes here can, of course, do, that they would then get the non-resident certificate. What a lot of people weren't realising when reading this information, and the fact that the police wouldn't recognise what would confuse an NIE certificate.
Yeah, with a TIE.
Because you should carry a certificate.
Yeah.
No, an NIE, which is your fiscal number.
Yes, yes.
Número de identificación extranjero.
Yes.
But I will say that they should carry this white document with them. If you just give your NIE to a policeman, he might think you're a resident, because an NIE is just a number and it's on your TIE. So it's good to carry the non-resident certificate, as it's being called, which it is as well. So the fact is that most people who have any economic reasons or professional reasons or social reasons to be in Spain would apply for the non-resident certificate, which is actually just the old NIE. NIE, remember, is for non-residents, because once you become a resident, your NIE number, this is a confusion, it's a number and a certificate, just automatically transfers to your residency documents.
So your number, the number of your NIE will go on to be the same number that's on your TIE then, presumably, yeah?
Yes, your TIE or your green certificate, depending what nationality you are. So that is then, you no longer need that white certificate you may have applied for in the beginning. But of course, most people will have applied for an NIE when purchasing a property, when purchasing a vehicle in Spain, when opening, as you said, a non-resident bank account, when having to carry out any tax transactions whilst waiting for residency state and whilst waiting for residency status. This is why when you buy a car, they take your NIE.
Yeah.
Also, who would need an NIE? Beneficiaries of a will of someone who dies in Spain with assets.
Yeah.
And then proof of the non-residency status as non-resident driving a vehicle, right?
Yeah.
Also, giving up your residency status, though it's not necessary, we always advise that you apply for a new non-resident certificate. Then you can get one because you've given up your residency status, you've given up your TIE, you can apply for just the white NIE, which you can carry with you. It's also proof. You don't pay because you can give up your residency status without applying for the TIE again. The NIE, I should say, non-resident certificate. But pay the €6 or whatever, or seven now, I think, nearly eight it's gone up to. This is also proof that you're no longer resident.
Yeah, this is an important thing, I think, Mara, because if you are going back to the UK or your country, you don't intend to reside here anymore, it is better to do this and to give it up officially rather than just letting it sort of hang in the ether, as it were.
Well, people have to... Well, two ways now, because UK nationals...
Yeah.
For an EU resident, it never expires.
Yeah.
As you know, the green certificates don't expire. But for UK nationals, they can do one of two things. For one thing is, one goes back to a country, and I know because people have said, oh, I went back X amount of years ago, now I want to come back, am I still a resident? Permanent residents, because of the withdrawal agreement, because of Brexit, and we had the withdrawal agreement, could go away and keep their TIE, because they can be absent as permanent residents from Spain for 5 years, five consecutive years, may I add, without losing residency status. And if they come back on holiday, then that breaks up their five consecutive years. So they can either wait, keep, in case they change their minds, they can keep their biometric TIE, or they can give it up. But that's always a little bit complicated, as long as they give up, as long as they advise tax and social security that they're no longer resident, or they can wait for it to expire, because now, of course, it expires after 5 years and after 10 years.
I've got a caller on the line. A caller on the line. Presumably, this is a question for you. Good morning. Who's calling in? Have you got a question for Myra?
Yeah, hi, it's John in Mehas.
Hi, John.
Hi, Myra. It's just one confusion thing is that you said if you get stopped and you produce the white NIE, then that proves you're not resident. I have a white NIE, which I've had for 30 years or whatever, but I've been resident. If I get stopped driving and produce my white NIE, that doesn't prove I'm not resident.
Yes. They go to the database. Yes, they will once you go to the database. But of course, you're right, John, in bringing this up, because the confusion amongst the the knowledge of the police because they're not sharing information. Say one police will have the Policía Nacional will have their database, Guardia Civil will have their database, and the Policía Local, as you know, will have their database. But the databases should be all combined so they can check, right, he's shown me a white certificate, but we suspect he may be a resident. He's held on to this since 1980, maybe, John, or whatever. And let's check, and we can go to the database, but they can't. But at least it helps. And, of course, somebody... Now, you see, you're giving ideas to people who might not have the correct license, John.
I know. Sorry about that. The other thing is...
Just like to say that TRE does not endorse any of the sayings on this show as the former police officer and the Citizens Advice Bureau chief connive here. I love live radio.
The other thing as well, on the non-resident certificate, I remember when I worked for the police station, people would come in and get a non-resident certificate to prove that they're, to their bank account that they've got that they are non-resident. Surely that is a non-resident certificate?
Yes, it is. And as you know, it is really just the NIE, which you apply for with the EX15. Of course you put resident or no resident ticking, but why would a resident wouldn't be able to get the TIE unless they were leaving? If you know, it can be confusing. Then they can tick resident, but they're now giving up their residency status, but I wouldn't tick that either. I don't know why that's there, John. I would put non-resident because you want it to show. The thing is that the TIE does not give all that information. That is the problem.
Yeah, well, as an Irishman, I'm not interested. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I was waiting for you to lock that one.
You've just
come in to throw the cat amongst the pigeons, yes, have you?
No, it was just that confusion because I've got a white NIE, and if I got stopped and produced that... But you've answered that question. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, not at all. I still have one somewhere, though it actually is no longer valid. It's out.
Yes.
But talking about that, we'll talk about validity of those because John will hopefully still be listening and he will know about the validity of the NIEs, how that's changed.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, I'll carry on listening. Thank you, Myra. Bye.
Okay, John, thank you.
EU
citizens, of course, and their family members needing an NIE to commence their employment before residency status is in place because they don't have the same rules as non-EU. Of course, when you're registering your children in school before residency status is obtained, they will ask for an NIE. All economic reasons and the reasons found on the EX18, which is economic, which means you're purchasing something, be a car or a house. Professional means you're going to start work, or social.
Okay.
Now, I don't think that means going to the disco. I can only think if you're going to try...
I want to get into this discotheque. I'm sorry, it's a members only discotheque. It's okay, I've got my NIE on me. Yes, I can see it now. Something tells me you won't get into Olivia Velez with that one. Yeah, anyway. Presumably it's for...
Presumably
for social. I mean, I'm trying to think for any... wouldn't be healthcare, would it?
I can only think if eventually you think you're going to apply for inclusion under exceptional circumstances. To be honest, that one caught me. Social. Maybe it might be to do with starting a business would be professional.
Yeah. I just want to go back to this point where people are saying, okay, well, you'll be able to sort of confuse the police and they won't know. I mean, one thing, and trust me, I have the face that likes to get stopped at roadblocks. So therefore, you do find that they will go and they have databases. And I have sat by the side of the road for 20, 25 minutes as they go through the databases just to make sure that I am who I say I am and there's nothing, truly horrendous I've done in my past.
Are you talking about the Guardia Civil, mainly?
I'm talking about the Guardia Civil. I had a particularly interesting and, I should say, sobering experience with the Black Hats. Not even the Guardia Civil, but the proper scary ones.
Yes. The nationals.
No. These were the Guardia Civil who wear the black hats. So they are the what, you know. They're the ones who normally looking for either terrorists or big time drug dealers. And so if you get stopped by them, and luckily I came over to Spain in the '80s when it was the old star Guardia Civil, you know, so they still had the old hats on and stuff like that and the jeeps. And so I have always learned to be very, very respectful for the Guardia Civil.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. The tricorned or yes, those hats.
Yes,
I remember those. Yes. They were shiny, weren't they?
Yes,
very shiny.
Very shiny, and these have names like Matarocos. Sorry?
Yes, they have the database, you see. They have the Trafico database, and they, I'm sure, also will also know the residency status.
Sure.
They will have that access.
Yeah.
And usually they're the ones that are going to stop you on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't see the policía local really does not come along, sees you driving in a Spanish car and decides to stop you to see if you're a resident.
Mm.
Nor the national police, unless they thought you were committing a crime. It is the Guardia Civil mainly.
Yeah. I just remember two things. I mean, yesterday when I left the studio, this being Costa del Sol in Marbella, there was quite a large roadblock by the Nacional, so they're obviously looking for somebody. And also, if you remember that time before El Brazy, as we call it in these parts, the outside schools, for example, they were very interested to seeing who was turning up in what plated cars back in the day.
Yes, trying to catch people for driving illegal cars,
yeah, exactly.
Illegally registered, basically because they were not Spanish residency-plated. They were not Spanish-plated cars, and people may have been here for more than 6 months.
Correct.
So it can always be, you know, they have to do this, but also it's an easy fine, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
We can go back to the flip-flop things, and I know, and I say with hand on heart, I was the first one ever to write many years ago, even before Citizens Advice, and then I put it on our group. It may seem comical, but is it illegal to...
drive
in flip-flops.
Correct.
And of course some people didn't like the comical bit, and then that's been taken up with pictures of flip-flops and things, and of course it's not unless an accident occurs. I'm not saying now whether it's right or wrong, I'm just saying what the law states, and the law does not state that it is illegal. You know, you have to be in control of your car, your vehicle, so should you have an accident, then if it was considered to be your flip-flop, then you could be in trouble.
Last time I looked, Max Verstappen was not wearing flip-flops last time I looked when he won a Grand Prix, so there you go. And also, if you're wearing flip-flops and riding a motorcycle, good luck with you with that one, because you're just asking for trouble.
yes, I was thinking of that. We've gone from NIE to cheating the police on the road to flip-flops.
Given to us by an ex-high-ranking police officer as well, at that point as well. What else? I've got about 4 minutes with you, Mara. What else are we going to touch on today?
Let me be quick.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're a non-resident and you're driving a Spanish-plated vehicle,
yeah,
it's probably and more than likely because you're not going to be a visitor coming here and buying a Spanish car because you own a property. You will already have the NIE, which we can say is a non-resident certificate. And you know that because you have to supply it to your bank every so often.
Yeah.
So I cannot imagine, I don't have to give even, you know, the details are all on our website and how to get the NIE for newbies, but I cannot imagine anybody already residing here who does not have, who has a Spanish-plated vehicle or a home in Spain, they have to have the NIE, which is the non-resident certificate. So I think this was all just a bit blown out of proportion, really.
Right.
Any other questions?
I think we're okay on that. Let me just check. I'm just seeing what else is coming in. Probably comment about flip-flops. Here we go. Giles, what you refer to what you refer to as black hats are called Trichonios. Is the old style Guardia Civil. This is a unit of the Guardia Civil who used to be up in the north fighting ETA, and they're now down here working against the drugs and also the terrorists or terrorist threat down here. That's why they wear a particularly dark hat. I think I'm correct in that, but I may be wrong because it's happened before. So there you go. So there we are. I think we're okay then, Myra. If people want to catch up with you and find more information, where's the easiest place to go then?
Just to Google Citizens Advice Spain. They will find our website. We also have a Facebook group. I think we're almost about to reach 90,000 lovely people on there.
Yeah, indeed. Myra, talking of lovely people, Myra, lovely to speak to you. I can't believe that you and John were conniving there, but there we go. I just like to say that not everything is endorsed by TRE Talk Radio.
No, I wasn't really. I was trying to stop it.
I know, Myra, I know. But you know what John's like. Myra, have a wonderful weekend. Lovely to speak to you. Congratulations. I think we should all give ourselves a pat on the back for surviving yet another summer as well. Myra, as a part of the, as always, Citizens Advice Bureau of Spain, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Igualmente. Bye.
Bye.